Can we manage the drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve the Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast Mr. Zachary Lowe of Monmouth, Maine. Now, Zachary, he broke into Phil's Variety convenience store by shattering the front glass door. Now, once inside, he stole cigarettes, a few smaller items that they're not pointing out, and $1,000 worth of lottery tickets. Thinking, okay,
all right,
this guy's thinking. So after scratching off each and every ticket, Zachary won a grand total of, what you guess?
How much?
He stole $1,000 worth of lottery tickets. He scratched off each and every one.
I will say that he won $80.
Ted, what do you think? $1,000 worth of, I don't know if the $2, $5. He won $4.
Now,
$4 out of $1,000 worth of lottery tickets. Worse, when he went to cash in his petty winnings, the ticket had been flagged for being stolen, and Zach was arrested. Congratulations.
Yeah, they scan those in.
That's exactly it, man.
So just to keep employees.
Right. That's exactly it. Dude made $4 out of $1,000, and in the end, he ended up getting arrested.
I was going to say, trying to scam the lottery, whether you're stealing you're going to get caught.
Just rob a bank. Much easier. So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola!